We're here live on the red carpet here at... Oh my gosh, she kicked the camera. That's all right.
We're okay. Live. That's what happens.
It's all right.
We're good. We're good.
We're good. It's all right, Whitney. It's bounce proof. Exactly. We're live here at the red carpet coverage of the Foundation's dinner presenting the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards. Look who I ran into, Lauren Culp. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So what brings you here?
Well, gosh darn, I was just in the neighborhood and thought maybe I'd pop on over. No, we're super excited to have all of the crashers here.
100 of them.
100 crashers at the CUNA GAC, and almost a big majority of them are here with us tonight at the Wegner Awards.
Right on. Very nice.
We've had some really, really generous people step up and offer them tickets, so a lot of them are here because of the generosity of some really, really awesome people in our industry.
This is something really cool to experience for them, for
it
sure.
It is. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of them say that it was life-changing for them to go through the program, and this is just such a big part of, like, understanding the impact you can make when you work in credit unions your whole life.
You know, the girl who just kicked the camera,
yeah.
Whitney, she was a former crasher.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so now she's working still in the industry,
yep,
working
yep.
in it, so a great example.
And so we can only hope that these 100 crashers kick your camera 10 years from now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that. What does this event mean to you? Because obviously you're leading 100 folks this year, which is a task. I don't know how you're doing it. I don't want to ask, but that's a pretty big deal. And this is probably a big deal for them and you as well, right?
Yeah. You know, the event means a lot. I think it was so cool for the Cooperative Trust to win one of the awards.
That's right, last year.
A couple years ago, yeah. And so I think for us to be able to be back and to be bringing so many more people to hear all of the stories in the industry, there's so many stories, and it's everything that we do, if we don't share it, if we're not telling that story over and over and over again, people forget it. And there's so much value in telling those stories. So I'm so excited to be able to hear the stories of some of the really inspiring people in our industry who are doing great work, but maybe not always like tooting their own horns. It's time for somebody to toot them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it would be also pretty cool is like to get some of these stories out in the main street, you know, because these stories are very inspiring.
Yeah.
They tug on your heartstrings, and that's what connects people, you know?
They do. I can't imagine other industries have too many things similar to this, of people who just give their whole lives to consumers and their members and their employees and really everyone in the world and get honored for it. So it's a really cool place.
Well, maybe one day you'll be up there.
You know, a girl can dream.
Keep up what you're doing, and you'll get up there. So, all right, Lauren, I'll let you get back to
it. All right. Mike, such a pleasure.
Thank you.